60s and 70s started high noon. AM 1250. Classic Oldies WMTR, a greater media station.
Welcome to WMTR's Ask the Expert with Jesse Fries. To have your questions answered on today's topic, dial 973-267-WMTR. That's 973-267-9687. Now here's Ask the Expert host, Jesse Fries.
Thank you, and welcome to Ask the Expert, the show designed to keep you informed on WMTR 1250 AM, WMTRAM.com, and TalkStreamLive.com. With Susan Richter, our special guest today, I'm Jesse Fries, Julie Briggs, and I host the award-winning Your New Jersey Connection and Ask the Expert, the longest-running ahead-of-the-curve talk shows on the station and in the state. Are you tired of being sick and tired? Do you suffer from symptoms that don't prove to be a diagnosis? Do you wonder if your supplements or drugs are really working? Has nothing helped your headaches, stiff joints, digestive problems, anxiety, depression, or sleepless nights? If you are plagued by these symptoms, it's time to take your health to the next level of healing. Susan Richter, RN, founder of Next Level Healing, has helped thousands and can help you. Susan is a self-employed registered nurse for 23 years. She holds certification from Woods Hygienic Institute as a colon therapist, Loomis Institute as a digestive wellness counselor, and the American Association of Nutritional Consultants as a certified nutrition counselor. In her New Jersey practice, Susan Richter has seen over 3,000 patients who were referred by MDs, DOs, DCSs, and PhDs, and many other healthcare practitioners. Her reputation at Next Level Healing in Denville, New Jersey, continues to grow through the thousands of satisfied clients that she has, and she has been a featured speaker on digestion, assimilation, and elimination at Gary Knowles seminars. Gary Knowles is also appeared on the show, Fordham University and Morris Institute of Natural Therapeutics, and many other health food expos. She specializes in boosting immunity, normalizing metabolism, and elimination of body toxins, as well as Lyme disease and how to treat it, chronic skin disorders and eye problems. Clients attest to the fact that within 2 weeks of using her enzyme formula, their skin was improving and allergies were gone. We heard she has some new ways to get her enzyme formula, so we can't wait to hear about that. But welcome back, Susan Richter.
Thank you, Jesse. It's nice to be here.
Susan, your Next Level Healing system of wellness uses many successful techniques, vastly improving one's quality of life. How did Next Level Healing come about?
Well, it started because I wanted to help people detoxify, and everything that I had read when I wasn't well myself said that if your digestive tract is backed up, the toxins that are in your body can't be processed out. So that's how I started. I started with detoxing, and it was shortly after that that I realized you can't just detox the body. You also have to nourish it. So you go in cycles of detox and nourish and detox and nourish, and that's where I discovered that there was a product line out there after searching for over 15 years that would get the nutrition right into the cells. And that's the product line that I call Therazyme.
Well, that is so important. We want to see exactly how it works and how you obtain it and how it dissolves in your body. So you're telling me if you suffer from headaches or depression, anxiety, irritability, stiff sore joints, heartburn, indigestion, back pain, or weight control problems, the source could be poor digestion?
Yes, because everything that we're supposed to use to heal our bodies should go through the mouth. And food is an excellent source of nutrition if it's good food, but plants are really even better than that. Plants have more nutrition than vegetables and fruits do. So a lot of our products have plants in them, but the real trick there is enzymes.
And so I've got to hear, but that's a magic word. So as you say, food plays an important part in health and healing, but only if you digest it. And that's where enzyme nutrition comes in. Tell us about it.
Well, all of our products have enough enzymes in the capsule to digest the contents of the capsule. So, for example, if you're suffering from low blood pressure and inability to sleep through the night, occasional depression and anxiety, a feeling of restlessness if you skip meals, these are all signs and symptoms of an exhausted adrenal gland. And your adrenal gland is the gland that kicks in the first thing when you're in trouble. So if you go back into botany, there are many plants that assist the adrenal glands. So what Dr. Loomis did was he researched botany and he got the plants together that would heal the adrenal gland. And then he put his little scientist cap on and he said, well, 30% of this mixture of food is fat and 20% is carbohydrate and 50% is protein. So he added the enzymes, which is lipase for fat, amylase for carbohydrates, and protease for protein. And then he encapsulated the product. So as soon as it gets wet and it has the right pH and the right temperature, the enzymes go to work on the plants. And those plants that have been known for thousands of years to heal the adrenal gland and eliminate the symptoms I just mentioned actually get to the adrenal gland and help it heal.
Okay, so what does it come in capsule form and how does one get it? And because it seems to be more effective than vitamins, minerals, and supplements.
Well, a lot of times vitamins, minerals, and supplements are actually made in a lab, and I'm happy to say that these formulas are 100% food formulas because enzymes were classified as food 75 years ago, so everything in our capsules is food. How do you get them? Well, if you're a complicated case and it requires a urinalysis and a palpation and some other diagnostic or tools that I use for analyzing what's going on in the body, you would use the line called Therazyme. But I'm happy to announce today that we do have a retail line. And if you go through my website, which is nextlevelhealing.com, you can learn about natural enzymes. And I have a new website now called naturalenzymestore.com. And if you'd like, you can go on there, and it's not complicated. If you're not a complicated case, just digesting your food alone should help you eliminate some of the symptoms that you have. So be brave, because everyone needs enzymes. We cook our food, we irradiate it, and it's really important that we get it as close to natural and live as possible. So adding enzymes into our diet helps the food digest and get into the cells.
Okay, so how quickly can one see results from taking the enzyme, question one, and question two, does it come in capsule forms?
I'm sorry, I didn't answer that one. Yes, it comes in capsules, yes.
Okay.
And
how quickly can one see? I mean, everyone's got, I know some people right now that can't sleep at night, they're restless, they're really hurting in a lot of ways, so that would be good for them.
Well, the first thing that we would need to do is match the enzyme formula to you. And the natural enzymes line is labeled very nicely that way. There are enzymes for children, enzymes for women, enzymes for men, enzymes for the older adult, enzymes for people that have heartburn. So all you have to do is read the label and you can pick your formula. So when you start taking them, you might notice that you're less bloated or less gassy or less hungry because now your body is getting nutrition. So it might be a subtle change, but usually within 3 days, you notice something is different. You have more energy during the day and you're sleeping better at night.
Wow. So it's important then to add enzymes into our food. Can we take, what about taking food with enzymes in them already?
Well, if you go on my website, I do this great demonstration. I cook oatmeal and I put it in two different glasses. In one glass, I add enzymes. And as I'm stirring the enzymes into the oatmeal, it's actually becoming more liquid. And within 5 minutes, it's very liquid, almost like milk. And this is how enzymes work. So if you add them to your food before you eat the food, it's going to start the process of digestion before it even gets into your stomach. So I recommend that since the taste of the food is going to change during digestion, that you take them in a pill form with your meal. In fact, the best time to take a digestive formula is just before you eat with the first bite.
And how many times a day?
Well, you're actually putting the enzymes back in the food. So if you eat three times a day, you need to take two with your meals. If you have a snack twice a day, you need to take one with your snack. Every time that you eat, you're putting enzymes back into the food so that they become liquid enough for you to absorb them.
Well, this is exciting. This truly, truly is exciting. So does this help the immune system, which affects everything from MS to Parkinson's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, a list of diseases under that immune system that's going wrong and haywire is endless?
Sure. Well, we have an advanced line of enzymes specifically for the lymphatic system. So, again, it is an issue of detoxing and nourishing at the same time. But there are points, like in the hollow of the leg, just below the inside of the knee, when that's tender, you know that your lymphatic system is a little congested. Or just above the inside of the elbow is another point that tells us that your lymphatic system is congested. So depending on which points on your body are sore, that would determine which formula we would use to support your immune system. I used to think that you had to know what was attacking you, but Dr. Loomis taught me that it really doesn't matter whether it's a living toxin or it's chemicals or metals or whatever it is in your body. What really matters is how your body is reacting to the toxins.
So, and do most people see excellent results?
Yes.
I know you have a lot of good testimonies. Could you give us one case where someone walked in with a tremendous problem and by taking your enzymes, it turned their life around?
A young man who was having problems with severe acne had been to many different doctors, and they were considering a very strong drug that would affect his liver, and his mom was resistant to do that. He was college age, and it's important at that age to look really good. So the only place on his body where he was affected by this acne was his face. And when he first walked into my office, the first thing that I noticed was his gait. If he had had a ponytail, that ponytail would have been swinging back and forth. And I'm trained to find the source of stress, and sometimes it is structural. So upon examining him, it was discovered that he had a mechanically short leg. So we corrected that with chiropractic and orthotics, and then we went on to continue the exam, and it turned out that he had had chickenpox, a severe case of chickenpox as a child. And if you know anything about chickenpox, mm-hmm. it never really goes away.
Right.
It goes deep into the nerves. And in this case, every time he walked or ran, he was an athlete, he would hit his long leg harder and drag the short leg along. That's an exaggeration. But when he hit that long leg harder, the shock went up his body and the nervous system in the spine threw off these toxins that had been living in the air since he had had chickenpox, and it came out through the trigeminal nerve and on his face. And what he actually had was herpes, not acne.
Is that right? And so you solved that.
Very quickly.
Very, very good. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Karen from Springfield. Karen, you're about Berkeley Heights, you're from with Susan Richter.
Yes, hi, thank you. I was just curious because I'm of course over 55, and at that age when women start gaining weight, and I'm trying to desperately find methods to lose weight, which doesn't seem to be working. Thinking now of just going totally vegetarian to try to lose the weight. I'm not an overeater. Don't do anything crazy, but. You know, just, I guess, my metabolism is slowing down. Is there anything that you could recommend?
Well, the key right there is metabolism, just like you mentioned. And I'm over 50 myself, and I've been through the change, and I've taken other women through that. And I hesitate to say, but I'm going to tell you this. You need a lot of protein at your age, and you probably haven't been properly digesting it. So digesting, choosing the right foods and digesting them is going to give your body the nutrients that it needs, so it doesn't hang on to anything extra.
Okay. How do I go about doing that?
Well, there's two ways that you could do it. You could come to my seminar. I do a free one every month. This month, on the 25th at 1 o'clock at my office, or the 26th at 7:30 at night, I'm doing a seminar. And you can learn more about how enzymes can help you lose weight specifically, and tests that you can do for yourself to determine whether I'm actually right about you not digesting protein. So you could call my office at 973-586-0626 and register for either of those seminars, or you could go through my website and learn a little bit more. Then if you'd like to pursue it further, we would do a 24-hour urinalysis and get a list of the signs and symptoms that you're suffering from, and put you on a protocol and give you a list of foods that you should avoid, and then you're on your way.
Sounds good to me.
What's your website?
It's nextlevelhealing.com.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, good luck, Karen. We thank you for that call. It does seem to me that prolonged digestive problems, after talking to you, do manifest in myriads of illnesses, from gas and bloating to acid reflux, constipation, diarrhea, anxiety, depression. What are there any specific foods that aid in the elimination of these symptoms?
Specific foods would depend on which foods you're not digesting. For example, someone who doesn't digest protein well, there are certain foods that they should definitely avoid. That's so that the liver can rest and rebuild and do its job to help you digest the proteins and the fats. In that case, there are
a number of foods.
Fruits, for example, fruits that are high in potassium and magnesium, like apricots and bananas and berries and
and that's good
kiwis.
For restless leg syndrome, too, I hear, potassium and magnesium.
Well, restless legs at night are greatly helped with calcium. During the day, if you have cramping in your lower legs, that's usually a potassium issue. So it would depend on when you're feeling these sensations in your legs as to which mineral I would recommend for you.
So would you recommend that most people that are suffering, and this, you cover a long list of different ailments, come in for that urinalysis first before they proceed?
Yes, I do recommend that, because it is complicated. But if you'd like to just get a taste of it and see if enzymes can help you, I would recommend that you check out the Natural Enzymes line. The website that Loomis has about natural enzymes is called naturalenzymes.com, and there's a list of the products and a description of what they do and a lot of frequently asked questions, and then you can actually buy a digestive formula online if you want to do it all on your own. If it's a complicated case, then call us.
Well, this certainly seems to be the answer to a lot of people's problems. I know you've treated 3,000 patients and have been very successful. But food enzymes found in raw foods then are destroyed or removed anytime food is cooked. Is that correct?
Yes. Taking the enzymes out of the food gives it a longer shelf life. So it made a lot of sense for the industry to remove the enzymes or kill them. So when you buy live food, very often it's already been irradiated, which means the enzyme activity is gone. Also, if you buy live food and cook it over 118 degrees, the enzymes die. And anything that's been preserved has no enzymes in it.
Wow.
So again, all we have to do really is choose the right food and add the enzymes back to the food, and then we're back to as close as we can get to raw food.
And think of all the junk food that people are filling their bodies with. Susan's all-natural enzyme nutrition is personalized, chemical-free, has no side effects, and works where all else has failed over 29 years. And the final step at Next Level Healing is to choose the right foods, digest them, and take steps toward an environmentally enriching lifestyle. Well, we got to go on a quick break. When we get back, we're going to ask about how important colon cleansing is and a little bit about Lyme disease and so many of the other illnesses that people are suffering and hurting with. This is Ask the Expert. Our expert on this portion of the show has helped thousands of patients. She's a lecturer at Gary Knowles Seminars, Fordham University, and many other health expos. Susan Richner, RN, founder of NextLevelHealing.com, discussing digestive wellness. We'll be right back with Susan Richner.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Trost Auto Body. Oh, you need a hand with that TV?
No, I think I got it. Oh yeah, I was wondering if you could fix my TV.
Your TV? We're an auto body shop.
Oh, can't you at least give it a try? You fixed my car in no time. You dealt with the insurance. You made it so easy for me. Please, just try my TV.
Buddy, I wish I could, but all we do is fix cars.
Trost Auto Body, Route 46 in Rockaway. They're so good, you'll want them to fix everything. But really, they're experts at automobiles. They make your collision repair convenient and hassle-free. Trost works for you, making sure you get the most for your insurance dollars. Trost is a AAA-approved auto facility and have received the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Trost Auto Body, Route 46 in Rockaway. They're so good, you'll want them to fix everything. Call 973-627-2065 or go to Trost Auto. AutoBody.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Trost. Accidents happen, and when they do, we work hard to make a difficult experience easy for you. When this happens, trust Trost.
Have you heard the word? We give away a cool prize every week online. How do you win? First, join the WMTR Cool Club at WMTRAM.com. Then, check the Look for Your Name section of our website every week. Each Monday morning at around 9, a new Cool Club member's name is posted. If it's you, contact the WMTR Cool Kids and claim your prize. A prize a week. Easy to play. Just look for your name at WMTRAM.com.
And now we return to Ask the Expert on AM 1250 Classic Oldies WMTR.
Welcome back. Our expert on this portion of the show, as we said, has helped thousands of patients. It's Susan Richter. She is founder of Next Level Healing in Denville, New Jersey, specializing in boosting the immunity, normalizing metabolism, and elimination of body toxics. And Susan, this morning, let's touch on how important is colon cleansing in maintaining good health?
Well, if there are toxins in the body, your body has to be strong enough to get rid of them. So in that respect, enzymes help a lot. But for example, if your liver is congested, then you're going to have skin issues. If your colon is congested, then you'll probably have bad breath because the lungs will try to eliminate the gas from your body. So colon cleansing isn't the only way to remove toxins from the body, but it has become pretty popular in the last 10 years or so. I do have to tell you that in the state of New Jersey, you have to be a registered nurse and you have to have a doctor's order. So the colon is 8 feet long, and it is our strongest organ of elimination. The largest organ of elimination, of course, is the skin. But there are times after you start an enzyme protocol where we'll realize that your body just isn't getting rid of these waste products fast enough, and I will recommend colon cleansing.
Okay, there's so much to ask you and so little time, but what is your feeling on B12 shots when someone doesn't have a lot of energy?
I have no problem with B12 shots. If you were properly digesting proteins and you were eating the right kinds of meat, you would be getting B12. Of course, you have to have a something called stomach intrinsic factor for all of that to happen. Mm-hmm. So we do have a couple of products that have stomach intrinsic factor in them to help with that situation.
And that helps to give energy. Also, Lyme disease is more prevalent this year than it has been in decades, if that's possible. What is the best way, do you feel, to treat Lyme disease?
Well, avoidance, of course, is the best. And I strengthen the adrenal gland. And one of the vitamins that the adrenal gland needs the most are the B complexes, B1 in particular. So if you have a food source of B1, which is what my adrenal formula would be, it would give off an aura through the skin that would repel ticks and mosquitoes. So that would be the first line of defense. And then if you've already been bitten, there are tests that we can do to your body to determine whether you're just in a histamine reaction. Mm-hmm. If it's a brand new bite, that's what will happen first. Or if there's actually an infiltration into the body of bacteria and virus. And
it's important to get that because it has so many side effects if it's not caught in time. I just want to touch, too, on skin disorders. We're seeing so many people with psoriasis, and so many people are having skin problems at different areas of their life, different ages. And what causes these to come on and what causes one to be, let's say, allergic to hair dye?
Okay, so we're talking about two different things here.
I'm trying to get a lot in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah. A skin reaction that is a histamine reaction is different than a skin reaction because the body is trying to eliminate toxins somehow. So we have to determine that first. And of course, a urinalysis is a really good place to start there. I've learned not to guess at these things because everybody's different. They might have the same exact symptom. When you're sitting in a specialist's office, you're sitting next to someone that has the same symptoms as you. But just like with medicine, what works for the guy next to you may not work for you or vice versa. So we try to determine initially, before you start taking enzymes, which is the best route and which is the best formula for you, which may not work for the guy sitting next to you that's got the same symptoms.
Right. And I just want to touch on the structural stress, because that can manifest as many symptoms such as restlessness, insomnia, inability to concentrate, frequent daydreaming, nightmares, unresolved health problems. You said changing the way the feet hit the ground has a beneficial effect on the structure of the whole body.
Right, especially if the way your feet hit the ground right now isn't right. If you have a collapsed arch, for example, it's going to change the line of the leg, which, of course, it's going to change the way the ankle bones come together. Mm-hmm. It's going to change the way the bones come together at the knees, and it's going to change the way the hip sits in its socket. So people that have structural issues are going to burn off many more minerals than someone that doesn't have structural issues.
And you said that you specialize in orthotics also, support of the foot and ankle, aligning joints and eliminating muscle stress. Is that correct?
I can tell when the foot needs support. The first line of defense, of course, would be to see a chiropractor and adjust the feet and see if that helps. If it doesn't, we might consult with an orthopedic surgeon to see if surgery is necessary. But a lot of times, just putting a support in the shoe, an orthotic in the shoe, will change the structure of the feet, the ankles, the knees, and the hips.
Well, Susan Richter, you certainly have the formula for making people get to that next level of healing. How can someone reach you?
My phone number is 973-586-0626. The website is nextlevelhealing.com. That's nextlevelhealing.com. And my new website for our retail line is naturalenzymestore.com. Trost.com. That's with one S.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You've been a wealth of information. And coming up next is the amazing Kreskin. He'll be joining us on the next half of this show, and we'll be giving away two tickets to his next performance to some lucky caller. So stay close to your phones. And Susan Richter, Kreskin, do we have you on the phone?
You sure do, Jesse.
Okay, we got to go on a quick break. We've just talked to Susan Richter, who's given us some excellent health tips.
That's great.
We're going to, right after this break, we'll be right back with the amazing Kreskin. I'm Jesse Fries.
New Jersey's biggest and best family value is back. Kick off summer at the State Fair Meadowlands June 22nd through July 8th. Take a ride in the original Backcopter. Enjoy mouthwatering food, special attractions, and thrilling rides, as well as New Jersey's biggest kiddie land. Enjoy free concerts and live stage shows every day on two stages, along with free nonstop entertainment featuring a live shark encounter, tigers, ligers, and pig racing. Step inside the big tent for maximum.